You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
Tuesday staple of the pregame lineup card, our weekly visit with Mike Petriello of MLB.com for a dive into some interesting numbers in and around the game. And apparently some folks on the East Coast have an issue with the numbers Bobby Witt Jr. is putting up. That is where Chris begins their conversation.
We have Bobby Witt Jr. in town, speaking of perhaps the greatest right now. Now, you live in New York, where Aaron Judge plays, who's pretty good too. And people in New York, none too pleased. They're starting to sniff around for reasons not to like Bobby Witt Jr. And there really aren't many of those if you're a baseball fan.
Well, I think you've got it exactly right. We are starting to get into award talk season. Everyone's thinking about Rookie of the Year, MVP, all this. And it's pretty clear the top two in the American League are going to be Aaron Judge and Bobby Witt Jr. And my opinion is that they're basically tied. If you look at Fangraph's WAR, I think they're tied. I can tell you no Yankee fan likes that because they care more about offense than solid shortstop defense. Excellent shortstop defense. But the one thing that they keep pointing to, and this is relevant for Twins fans when you see him in Minnesota, is that Bobby Witt Jr. has absolutely massive home road splits. Have you ever heard of a hitter playing in Kansas City who at home has a .403 batting average and a .728 slugging percentage? Meanwhile, on the road, .289 average, .483 slugging percentage, perfectly fine. But it's two completely different players, home and road. And as I'm going to tell you in a minute, Chris, that's not evidence of cheating. It's not evidence of anything. These things just sort of happen sometimes.
I also think it's evidence that ballpark is perfect for him. If you swapped him and Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt Jr. would have a bunch more home runs. And Gunnar Henderson would probably have more doubles and triples. But you look at Bobby Witt Jr. and with his speed and his swing, he can take advantage of that ballpark. In fact, it's perfect for him.
I think that's perfectly stated. And obviously you and every Twins fan has seen a lot of games in Kansas City over the years. And nobody really thinks of it as a good hitter's park, but it really is. And here's why. It's not a great home run park, obviously. It's big. It's 24th in park factors for home runs. But what it does is it deflates strikeouts. And people don't think about strikeouts as being a park factor, but it's true. Seattle basically creates strikeouts because it's hard to see and the wind is all messed up. This is the best contact hitting ballpark in baseball. It actually deflates strikeouts by 14%, and it also inflates doubles by 13%. So that's to your point. You can't really hit homers there because it's so big. However, there's so much room in the outfield for, let's say, an incredibly fast player like Bobby Witt Jr. to make a lot of contact, put the ball in the outfield, and zoom around the bases.
Never thought about parks deflating or inflating strikeouts. That's fascinating because the Royals forever, they don't strike out a whole lot and they don't walk a lot. And I guess that marries the style of play and their personnel with the place they play.
Yep, absolutely right. Kansas City hitters have a 17% strikeout rate at home and a 20% strikeout rate on the road. Still good. Obviously, we're not making completely different players here. Even Bobby Witt Jr., 11% at home, 19% on the road.
Yeah, he's really, really good. I just encourage fans, even in New York, to enjoy him because he can beat you in five different ways, and he's a whole lot of fun. And certainly there were no splits at play when he hit that first inning home run yesterday against the Minnesota Twins. Hey, today is debut day for Zebby Matthews, and debut day is always fun. And in the past, it's been a bit of a mystery because, hey, we haven't seen the guy. But now we have data points on a lot of these players from the minor league. So what can you tell people about Zebby Matthews based on what he's done in an incredible minor league season before he throws a big league pitch?
I think that's absolutely right, because for how many years you'd see a guy with a 5.68 ERA at AAA and think, well, this guy can't possibly be any good. But if you dig a little bit deeper with the numbers we have, there's something really interesting here. First, the most important thing to know about him, he's going to throw strikes. He has a 117-7 strikeout to walk rate. One of the most powerful indicators, like most predictive that you could look at for a pitcher, is what's the difference between their strikeout rate and their walk rate? Obviously, you want a huge difference, lots of strikeouts and few walks. And if you look at every pitcher in the affiliated minor leagues this year who's thrown at least 90 innings, his 29% gap is second largest of anybody. So that's what you're going to see a lot of. One of the big changes they've made too since they got him is an increase in fastball velocity. So we don't have full tracking for the minor leagues, but we have it for Fort Myers and for St. Paul this year. And in 2022, that four-seamer, 92.8. This year, 95.6, which is a pretty massive achievement, especially for someone who's clearly still going to throw it in the zone.
Yeah, and he just got to AAA, so it's not even as if he's been there all year working on it. He's been climbing the ladder from A ball. He's a big, strong guy with a short, quick arm stroke. Should be fun to watch. We appreciate all of that about Zebby Matthews. We'll catch up with you again next week. That's Mike Petriello from MLB.com. Back to Gino.
Yeah, back to the part of the conversation where Yankee fans do not care about Witt's defense. This from the same group who were incredulous when Justin Morneau edged Derek Jeter for the 2006 AL MVP award, feeling that Jeter's D should have given him the edge. Always a fun listen when Chris and Mike get together. When we come back, we're going to listen to what Zebby Matthews has to say about making his major league debut here on your home for Twins baseball.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.